schools stayed open in the Matanuska-Susitna Borough today, although high winds raked the area late last night and are expected to continue until late this afternoon. Palmer, Wasilla, Chickaloon, and Sutton are affected by the winds, which reached 60 miles an hour with gusts of up to 80 miles an hour. Casey Cook, the Mat-Su Borough's Emergency Services Director, says the wind is blowing up gravel from the roadways and is kicking up a lot of dust. Schools were open, but other facilities are not.
Yeah, we've closed down our main landfill site for the day until the wind stops blowing.
Cook says intermittent power outages have been caused by the wind damage, and there is at least one injury blamed on the wind event.
We had a patient transported after a light pole fell on the car and broke some glass that the person was in, but they were transported with non-life-threatening injuries to the hospital for evaluation.
Blustery winds followed by significant snowfall were also a problem on the Kenai Peninsula, causing power outages and other problems. In Homer, downed trees and damaged rooftops were prevalent all over town following hours of steady 60-mile-per-hour winds. A power utility pole fell over into the parking lot of the Homer City Hall, forcing city officials to advise people to stay away. The weather forced many Homer businesses and organizations to close for the day. It also put a temporary damper on Homer's annual winter carnival, which was set to open tonight with a bonfire at Mariner Park on the Homer Spit. Late this afternoon, the National Weather Service issued a blizzard warning for the Ketchikan Bay area, predicting blowing snow and reduced visibility for drivers.